Right, good morning, Gemach Sima Toivo. It's a wonderful point in the Jewish year. There's three things which are needed. There should be three. We're now in this very intense moment preparing for Yom Kippur. And what we're actually doing is going backwards chronologically. We're going to work from... I'm actually going to give you a text orally, not looking in. Then we're going to look at this text from Hayom Yom. Then we're going to look at a bit of Tanya, and then we're going to look at a bit of Gemara in the Ein Yaakov edition. So we're working backwards in order that the Achronim should help us understand the Rishonim. So starting off with something I'm not actually giving out to you. It's a long mimer by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which he said in Tovshi in Koftes, Vov Tishri, which was 1968. It was Tishri, so it's 68. On the Pasuk of the Pasha of the Haftorah that we just had of Shabbos Shuvah, Shuva Yisroel Adavai Lekecha. And he starts with a question: what does it mean, Shuva Yisrael? Yisrael is the higher name for Am Yisrael. Yaakov is the lower name. You would expect that the one who does Averis and has to do Tshuva is Yaakov, not Yisrael. So there's a whole long explanation which goes into the idea that the ultimate of Tshuva is that we should reach the highest level inside ourselves. We have to find the Yisrael inside ourselves. And that deepest level is the level which connects with Hashem, Ad Havai Lekecha, bonding with Hashem, our God. And that's the real powerful tshuva which the Gemara itself speaks, as we'll come to see.
Every Yid can get there.
Now, that's a very interesting thing. He says, even though in general Avodah has to be in order, first of all there has to be the lower tshuva, after that it's possible to reach the higher tshuva, as it explains, nonetheless there's a Hayroh Shah that we're able to begin with the Avodah of Ava, like Reb Elozer ben Dodaya. He did at once tshuva me'ava. He lived a life full of averus in the most terrible way, and then he did tshuva ilah of tshuva of ava in a most wonderful way, and especially in the aseres he made tshuva after having had the hakdama of the whole avodah of the chodesh elul, and that is when the ma'ah, the lumery elikus, is close to the nitzot, the spark, which is in every single Jew. And that is something which is beyond, and therefore this is something each one of us can reach, and therefore it is demanded from each of us to try to do that. So that is from the Rebbe said in 1968. Now this Hayom Yom is from a sefer that the Rebbe published
in... the Rebbe's chiddush, but Rosa ben Dedayim.
Yeah, the Rebbe wasn't into chidushim. The Rebbe revealed what the Gemara and the Chumash are talking about. That's the Ganzinion of Chassidus. Chassidus reveals that which is always there, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they realized that. But then comes down through the time of Golos that we don't realize it anymore, and so has to come Chassidus and point it out again. It's not Eigne Chidush. Even when a Rebbe says a Maimer that's never been said before, it's a Shefa Eleki which comes through him. It's not his Maimer. Now we have what it says here for Gimel Tishrei. Yes, now this is from our Yom Yom, which is a Sefer the Rebbe edited in 1943, before he was Rebbe, and it's made up of Likutim from teachings from the Friediger Rebbe. And this is
from... Who was in Shver at that time?
Who was in Shver?
Wasn't at that time.
No, 1943 was in Shver. He got married in 1928.
So
it was in Shver, but he wasn't... He was an assistant helping the Friediger Rebbe.
Right.
Yeah. Now, so we have here B'Yachidus HaTzemach Tzedek. Can you see the it's Gimel Tishrei B'Yachidus HaTzemach, and so there's a little bit first just about Minhagim and Chitas, and then B'Yachidus HaTzemach Tzedek Eitzel Rabbeinu HaZokim, in the Yachidus that the Tzemach Tzedek had, that's the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel, around 1850. But here, it's when he's younger, and he had Yechidus with the Alter Rebbe, who was Nifter in 1812.
Which is Zayda.
His Zayda. And His mother's father, that's right. That's right. His mother was called Varilea. And now, that was in Tovkuf Samach Dalet. So that was in 1804. So the Tzemach Tzedek, young man, was born 1789, so he had Yechidus in 1804, and the Alter Rebbe told him as follows, that he had learnt in a much earlier year, in 1768, his teacher, the Mezritcher Magid, had told him a Torah beginning, V'shavta ad avai lekecha, right? The same idea, return to Hashem your God. Now, how did the Mezritcher Magid explain that? Ubiya, he explained, ki avoidus ha-tshuva tzlich eliyois, the avoid of tshuva has to be in such a way, ad asher havaya, till yudke vovke, which is higher than everything, higher than all the worlds, ye elokecho, should be your koyach. Elokim means begematria, the begematria, the word elokim is hateva, it's nature. We have to bereshis bara lekim. So we have to work that our teva should be permeated by yudke vovke. That's the avoida of tshuva, to reach that madrega, that our natural response to life should be permeated with elokus on the level of yudke vovke. So kol achavraya kedisha hayubis oiris gedoyle metorahi. All the disciples, the Talmidim of the Mezritcher Magid, they're called the Chavraya, the Kedisha, they were in a great excitement. They thought it was very inspiring. The only thing is, HaRav HaTzadik Rabbi Meshulam Zusya Mahanipol, you've heard of him, Rabbi Zusya, right? Famous Rabbi, that's right, brother of Rabbi Elimelech, yeah. So Rabbi Zusya said,
he was great to the mother.
Look,
I wouldn't measure.
Everyone is great.
In the world, there would be men producing the brother.
Yeah.
Beautiful the brother's life. It's just a factor. It's all I know.
Look, Reb Melech Sefer is Noam Elimelech. In Reb Zusya, there's no Sefer from him. But he said a very wonderful word, Reb Zusya. He said, after 120 years, when I come to Mela, they won't ask me, why weren't you like Moshe Rabbeinu? They'll ask me, why weren't you like Zusya? That nekuda is the whole nekuda of Chassidus. So he says a very interesting thing. Hu omar ki eino yochol lagia l'mailas tshuva kuzu. He said very modestly, I can't reach this great level of tshuva where the yudke vavke becomes my natural inclination, avaya, nekel. It's too deep for me. And so therefore, what I suggest, said Reb Zitzia, and that's a very thing, I think, very relevant to us. He's going to divide up the inyan of tshuva into manageable bite-sized bits. Ki tshuva roshei tevos, because tshuva has the following roshei tevos: tov tomim tia im avay lekecha, be wholehearted, be pure with Hashem your God. Shein shivisi havaya negdi tomid, I put Hashem before me always. Vov vahavta lerecha kamoicha, beis b'chol drachecha da'eyu, hey hatsnei leches im lekecha. Now, so the imavaylekech, yeah, hatsnei leches imavaylekech. Now, if we go on to Dalet Tishri, which is on the back, yeah, it's printed double-sided, so the back of that page, we've got Dalet Tishri. It's going to do each day. You see, it's like a diary. Hayom yom, each day it gives us one of these biurim of tshuva. So, what's the first one? What's the first explanation? This is as explained by the Rebbe Rashab, which the Friedrich Rebbe wrote down.
What have you gone over to?
Dalet Tishri? Yeah, Dalet Tishri. Tov. Tomim tia em avay lekecho. Now, what does that mean? Avoides hatshuva habo al yedei hatmimus. The avoider of tshuva, which comes from tmimus. Now, how do we understand tmimus? There are a number of different levels in tmimus. But as regards tshuva, the most important one, hitmimus halev, tmimus of the heart, hanikres ernstkeit.
In English?
To be an ernster man.
Sincerity,
a certain kind of seriousness, a deep seriousness.
Earnestness,
yes. In a very positive way. But then we have a dogma from Tanakh, from the Chumash. Ka'oma ba'avram, from the Tanakh. U'motzosa es levovoi ne'mon lefanecho. We say in davening every day. U'motzosa es levovoi ne'mon lefanecho. Hashem found Avram's heart. Ne'mon, trustworthy, tamimus dig. And the very profound vote. If I remember rightly, the Talmud Yerushalmi says something very profound about that. The tzitkus of Avraham Avinu comes out in this. So that quality of ernstkeit, that's the first step in tshuva, being an ernster mensch. What does it mean, an ernster mensch? We make hachlotas toivos. Yes, this is the time of year. We're full of hachlotas toivos. I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to do this good thing. How long does it last? An ernster mensch, he makes a hachlota and he keeps to it. that's the real. It's been a geyazir. You know, we have to be able to make a hachlota, whatever it is, and keep to it. I'm going to learn this and that every day. Whatever the hachlota is, keep to that hachlota. Yes. So that's the first one. Tomim, the first letter of tshuva. Tomim tia em avay lekecha. Now we come to the second letter.
Is that the same as one we got? Tomim was the same one, wasn't it?
No, now we're going, it's
I
on
think
the
first one on Gimel Tishri was also
Tomim. No. On Gimel Tishri it explained the whole word. And it gave the psukim for the whole word. Tov is Tomim tia em avay lekecha. Shein is Shavitzi avay lenegdi
tomid. So the Tov is the same.
No, yeah, but it didn't. Here's the explanation from the Rebbe Rashab. Uh-huh. You understand? So the Rebbe Rashab is now explaining. Reb Zusya said these five psukim, and the Rebbe Rashab is giving a little beer. Actually, he gave a long beer, but here it's just it's encapsulated in the few lines. Now on Hey Tishri, Kitzur be an oifen asheni, the second level of tshuva, the second step in tshuva, Shein. Shivisi havaya nenegdi somid. I put Hashem before me all the time. Now, what does Havaya mean in this case? Yudke Vavke. Havaya moira al hishavas ha'olam v'hishavas nivroim. This word, Yudke Vavke, from the Loshon Mahave, Hashem gives existence to the world. It means the coming into existence of the world and of all the created things in it. Asher hishavas ha'briya kula v'chiyusa. The existence of the whole creation and its life, who bederech ein oroich, is in an infinite way, me'ayin yesh, from nothing to something, which comes about because of the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Vehi avoydes hatshuva, and this avoyde comes, abo, al yedei zeh, through the fact, asher tomid leneged einov inyan ha'avaya shel ha'olam u'meloyah. Always before the person's eyes is the idea that the world exists because of the divine life force which is pouring into it. Any moment in a person's day, we can suddenly, and especially before and during davening, we can suddenly refocus our mind and realize that everything around us is empowered by a stream of elokus, of chayus, eloki, divine energy, making everything exist. So that is a second step in tshuva, in coming and bonding ourselves to Hashem, tshuva Yisrael ad havaya lekech.
That's what we'll have to say that. And that's shevoshinav, that is true. What are we going this particular...
This one is shivisi havaya lenegisam. Yeah. Now we come in Vav Tishri. Yesterday we have the kitzur bir oifen agimel. We have the third, a brief summary of the third level. Vav, the Vav of Tshuva, Tov Shein Vav, Vahavta L'recha Kamoicha, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Kamoicha Omer Rabbeinu Azokin, as the Alter Rebbe of Chabad said, Asher Zeu Kli L'Vahavta Tzavai L'Kecha. The power of Avos Yisrael is a vessel for Avos Hashem. Ubiya B'mayma Kol Shiruch HaBriyas Noiche Hemenu, and he explained from Pirkei Avos, anyone that the spirit of people, are pleased with him, Ruach HaMokom Noiche Hemenu. The spirit of Hashem is pleased with him. Avoidus HaTshuva Besibus Leiv Toiv, right? That's another quote from Pirkei Avos.
Yes. Leiv Toiv, Cool.
That's right. So Leiv Toiv, the good heart, having a gashmak in doing a toivah for another yid. That is a tremendously powerful thing. And this is a positive aspect of tshuva, of making a person feel there's something they can do in order to express their love of Hashem. So because the love of Yisrael and the love of Hashem, one, they go together. The Rebbe, when he first became Rebbe, when he accepted the position of being Rebbe, which was Yud Shvat Tov Shein Yud Aleph, 1951, he said a maimer, and he focused on the idea that there are three avos which go together. Avos Hashem, Avos Yisrael, and Avos HaTorah. And you can't separate them from each other. You need all three. No one can say they have Avos Hashem and not Chas V'Shalom the other two. You can't say you have, you got to have all three together, and that's the Shleimus of a Yid. Then we have on Zayin Tishri today, Kitzur Be'Oifen Bia Oifen Adalet, the fourth way, Beis, Tshuva, Tov Shein Vav, Beis, Bechol Drochecha Da'eyu, know Hashem in all your ways. If a person focuses his attention on everything that's happening around him, we see Elokus in a visible way. Like the Mittler Rebbe of Chabad, that's Rabbi Doiv Ber, was Nifter 1827, so in Yud Kislev, he said, he said business people have a mila above koilal yungalai. Why? Because in their business dealings they mamash see elokus. Just at that moment, someone came into the office and said this, and 5 minutes later there was a phone call here, and they see the Hashkocha process working, and they're very anxious about something, and then it all works out the right way. The Yoshev Oyel, sitting and learning Torah, he can also see Hashkocha process. He finds the right toaster, he finds the right meal. But there's a way in which a businessman with all the strength, ongeschränkheit of business, sees Hashkocha Protetz B'muchosh. And that is Avoides HaTshuva Habo Mireiyas Hashkocha Protetz. That is seeing Hashkocha Protetz all around us, and that itself brings out a tenua of Tshuva. And then we finally have the last one of these, the Hay. The fifth way, Tov Shin Vav Base Hey Hey Hatznei Leches Im Avayin Akecha. That's on the next page.
Last one,
but it's on the next page. Page Sadik Dalad, yeah. Page Sadik Dalad, the top one, yeah. Hey Hatznei Leches Im Avayin Akecha. Walk modestly with Hashem your God. That means Zehira Shaloi Siya Shum Blita. Being careful. Now, yeah, you got it at the top. Now, when we look for an esrog, a nice esrog, one of the nice things about an esrog, the Hidurim, is blitas. That there's nice blitas on the esrog. Better than a smooth esrog, it's nicer is blitas. But in us, there shouldn't be blitas. A blita means the person says, see how from I am. See what a Talmid Chochem I am. So the bleaters, it's the way the person is like trying to show himself to other people.
Conspicuous.
Hatznei aleches im avay lekecha. Be modest.
Or whatever. In other words, I see, don't stick out. In other words,
when blend with
the wallpaper,
be bland
and not use your attract attention by any particular.
Why not? Listen, Medav Hashem. It has to come down into Seichel Enoshi.
Time works through it. Yeah. Okay. Well, you've got there, you imagine.
Yeah. Now, Uchamaimas, it says, La'olam Yehi Odom Orim Beyira, a person should be cunning in his Yiras Hashem. The Inyan HaRumumis, what does it mean, this cunningness? Hu Shelo Yenika Klal. It shouldn't be visible to other people. A person can be a big, big, big Yirei Shemayim, but he's a friendly guy, like other people.
Don't appear from and judgmental.
That's right.
Judgmental.
That's right. And also, there's a book about the Hasidim Rishonim. Now this vod that's being said here was particularly known of the school of the Reb Simcha Bonham of Pshischa and the Kotzke Rebbe. He's quoting a vod that ki yadua de kama mechasidim rishonim. Then it's known that a number of the early chasidim hoyu mastirim atzvam, they would hide themselves. Vimisgalu, and if they're frumkai was revealed, they were upset. They didn't want people to know what, they maybe did Tikkun Chatzos, they did this, they did that, they learned seven Black Gemara every day. But they didn't want people to know. It's, and they kept it concealed.
No profile.
That's right, yeah. V'zeh ha'voides ha'tshuva ha'bo ma'atznei leches. And that is the avoid of tshuva, which comes from modesty. So that gives us a bio, the way that Reb Zusha divided it up and explained by the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, on the Inyan of Tshuva in bite-sized portions, but really the Inyan of Tshuva is something abundantly high. So now let's go, we're going back into
Tshuva, so this gives a new meaning to Tshuva. Tshuva, we understand simply as an aspect of Avoda, which means regret and mending one's ways. But you're reading in
tshuva
a lifestyle, which is a new concept.
Yes, you've hit the nail on the head. Right. Tshuva means v'hayisa le'ish acher. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva in Mishnah Torah. Tshuva means a transformation of the person. It's not. Oh, I regret very much what I said to that person. Well, you moichel me, they moichel me. Fine, okay, klap, okay. Tshuva means being a different person. We're now in with an
opposite.
That's right. But not only shelo yoshit, shelo yitzel loshit. It's a different person. That's
rebranded.
Nishayah to the inyan. It should be completely beyond that. And we are now at an ace rotsa. It's a moment, a skula in the year. It's this moment. Obviously, a person in the middle of July could do tshuva, and it could be a wonderful thing, and he could do all these things. And the Eibush will help him. But now it's a big ace rotsa for every single year to transform ourselves, rebrand ourselves, as you say, become the Hayisa Le'isha Achem. Now, we're going back in time, so we're now looking at Tanya from the Alter Rebbe, and it's got here Geres HaTshuva, so it's a single page.
Tzadik Hei.
Tzadik Hei, yes, so we're beginning with Tzadik Hei at the top of the page, that's right. It looks like this.
Two of you right here.
All right,
doesn't matter.
No, one second. But do you have the Tanya?
How many pages are there? One single page.
With two sides,
double
sides. Yeah.
You've got two.
Can
I take one?
Yeah.
You
want to
give it?
Oh.
Right.
Well,
thank you very much.
Right.
Everyone's got it?
Yeah. Now we're going to lift up the bonnet of the car and see a little bit how the engine works. Perik Hei, Vehine Amshochos V'yeridus Nefesh Shelekis. Now the drawing down of the divine soul, the Nefesh Shelekis in us, La'olam Hazeh, into this world, L'slabish B'gufa Odom, to be enclosed in the body of a person, Nimshecho mipchines pnimius umikor hadibo, comes from a very exalted level, hevela elyon, hamarumas v'os hei tato, which is hinted at in the last letter hey of the name Yudke Vovke. You got the name Yudke Vovke, and from the last letter hey comes our neshama. O kemoshe kosev vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, Hashem blew into Adam Harishon a neshama of life. Now this idea of Hashem blowing the neshama into Adam Harishon, that's the same way with us. Hashem is, so to speak, blowing the neshama into us. And there's a constant flow from Hashem. Okay, miss out a line. V'zeh shekosev ki chelek havaya amoy, Yaakov chevel nachalasoy. Now the Alter Rebbe is explaining this phrase. Yaakov is the cord. What's this cord? K'moy chevel, like a cord, and he's going to explain that this cord is, and it's amazing that the Alter Rebbe should think of it in this way, it's a cord made up of 613 strands. You know, sometimes you see the electricity or the phone people working, and they've got these thick cords with 613 wires, you know, all different colors, or many different wires. So there's a cord with 613 strands. Shoroisha echad kosher lemaila. One end is connected above to the Eibishter, and the other end is in us, in our neshama, ukutzer lemata, and the other end is in us. So therefore, there is this flow which is coming to us. Now, if we turn over the page, we're just taking some selections here. Now, what can interrupt the flow? What can interrupt the flow that's coming from Hashem? That is the problem that, if you look at the sixth line down, at the end of the line on the next page, which says 190 at the top, Eile Kamosha Kosev Yeshaya, as it says in Yeshaya.
Sixth line from on top?
Yeah, from on top, sixth line down. The last word at the end of the line is Yeshaya. And we're beginning Eile Kamosha Kosev Yeshaya, as it says in Yeshaya, Ki im avoinoi seichem hoyu mavdilim beinechem levein alekechem. What's an aveira? An aveira is an interruption to this flow. This flow is pouring down from Hashem into our neshamas in the most wonderful way. And that is the only thing that can stop the flow. V'hatam lefi shem neged ritzoyna elyim baruch hu hamachayis hakol. An aveira is something against Hashem's will. Hashem's will is machaya everything. And so if chas v'shalom we do something against Hashem's will, we're interrupting the chayas. And the chayas which is coming into our neshama is very important. And then he goes on to explain that the word kores means the cutting, like the cutting of one strand or three strands or chas v'shalom, the whole thing. So an aveira is cutting these strands. So we might have done something about one mitzvah, another mitzvah, some aspect of a mitzvah. So then comes the inyan of tshuva. And the inyan of tshuva, we tie the strands together, we repair this cord. Now, brought somewhere else in Chassidus, it's a very interesting moshul. If we're tying the strands together, what's the effect? We're making the rope shorter. We're closer to Hashem. The effect of tshuva, having cut the strand, unfortunately, through the aveira, and now we're tying the strands together, brings us actually closer to Hashem. So there is a closer dimension to Hashem. So now, finally, in the last few minutes, we look at the last text, which is from the Gemara in the Ein Yaakov edition, which just happens to be more convenient for me to photocopy. Now, it's very interesting that the beginning of this passage, yeah, you've got it on page Tofresh Mem of the Ein Yaakov. Omer Rabbi Levi, Gedoilo Tshuva Shemagas at Kisei HaKavod. Greatest Tshuva, it reaches the Kisei HaKavod, Shenema, Shuvo Yisrael Adavai Lekecha. The same passage. Return Hashem to Hashem your God, explaining how high Tshuva reaches. Now, if we can turn over to the next page, which is on the other side, because it's printed double-sided. And it's little section Ayin Vov of the Ein Yaakov, Omer Reish Lakish. You've got that?
Yes.
Omer Reish Lakish? Omer Reish Lakish. Now, Reish Lakish, remember, was a Baal Tshuva. He knew about Tshuva. He was himself a Baal Tshuva. Gedoila tshuva, great is tshuva. Shesedoinois nasus loikashkogos. Because a deliberate avera becomes like an accidental avera. So that's a wonderful thing. Chas v'shalom, a person did an avera, and they did it deliberately, but they worked on themselves. They done tshuva in all different ways. They gave tzedakah, they made up with the other person, all different things. So now it's transformed. It's as if they did it by accident, not deliberately. And he quotes the same pasuk, Tshuva Yisrael Adavai Lekecha. And he continues the pasuk from Hosea, Ki Choshalto Bavonecho. Now, that's an interesting thing. Tshuva Yisrael Adashem Lekecha. Ki choshalta ba'avonecha. Ha ovoin. Ovoin is mazed. Ovoin is an aveira, it's a deliberate aveira. Koshalta, b'kori le mirshal. He calls it a mirshal, an accident. So how can that be? Inni. So how can that be? So therefore we understand that the koshalta ba'avonecha is showing us that the ovoin is turned into a mirshal. In other words, the deliberate aveira becomes an accidental aveira. Now the Gemara asks, Inni, what are you talking about? You're giving us this maimer from Reish Lakish. We're over the page now to Tofresh Membeis. Yeah. Tofresh Membeis at the top, just the page of the Ein Yaakov. It says at the top, so it's just the next page. Here. Just the next page along here. Yeah. The harm of Reish Lakish, didn't Reish Lakish say an even higher madrega? Gedoila tshuva Shizdoinois nasis loike zochius. Deliberate avarice become mitzvahs. Not only do they become like an accident, the deliberate avera becomes an actual mitzvah. And he quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel, "Ubeshuv Rosha Mirishasai, and Rosha Das Tshuva, Aleimu Yichya." He lives through what had been an avera. The avera is transformed in a mitzvah, giving him life. So, how can you put together the two maimers of Reish Lakish? What does Reish Lakish hold? Do deliberate averas become skogos, or do they become schuyas? Loi kasha. You all know the answer. It's not a kasha. Kan me'avo, kan me'yiro. If it's tshuva me'yiro, it only reaches the level of changing the avera into an accident. But if it's from avo, tshuva me'avo, that comes from a level that then transforms the avera into an actual mitzvah. Now, one more pasuk and explanation. And this is on the next page, Tof Reish Mem Gimel.
On the other side,
and it's just where the wide lines begin. Tanya Hoyo Rabbi Meir Omer. Now this is an amazing statement. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Hoyo Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir used to say, Gedoyla Tshuva. Shebishvil yochid she'osa tshuva. Tshuva is great because for the sake of one individual doing tshuva properly, moichlin loy ulachol ha'olam, he's forgiven and the whole world is forgiven. Amazing. Yes, this is a concept that comes up in Kabbalah for him in deep chassid, and it's here in the Gemara. Shenema. He's quoting from Hosea. It's a continuation of Hosea. Erpa meshuvosom, I will heal their backsliding. Oyavim nadova, I will love them freely. Kishov api mimenu, because my anger is turned away from him. Mehem loinema, it doesn't say my anger is turned away from them. Ela mimenu, but from him. Because that means that by one person doing tshuva properly, the Hashem is moichel.
Yeshua explains, yeah?
The entire world. Yes.
Mashon.
Yes.
To bring you with the Mashon.
Yes, that's right. And he quotes what is a very beautiful thing in the Rambam, but it's in Kedushin. La'olam yira odom ki'ilo olam chatzi zakai v'chatzi chai. You see this in the Mashon on the left? That's the useful thing about the Ein Yaakov edition. It's got the Masha on the page. But a person should consider the whole world equally balanced and himself equally balanced. And if he does one mitzvah, he tips himself and the whole world to good.
Pickovis as well, isn't it?
It's not in Pickovis. No. It's in Kedushin and it's in the Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam. A very, very profound vort. The effect that we can have on the entire world, and particularly a tzaddik, and the Rebbe writes in the last maimor of his, which was Mugor, that he edited himself, like he said the maimorim, they were written down by the Hasidim, but some of the maimorim were edited by the Rebbe and published Mugor, and the last Mugor maimor speaks about the idea that if there were one tzaddik, that the maimer was published in 1992, a few weeks before the Rebbe's stroke, shortly before the Rebbe's stroke. But the original maimer was said in 1981, Purim Cotton. So if there's a bit of quoting from earlier,
Numbes,
quoting from earlier Svarim, that if one tzaddik would do tshuva properly, then Mashiach would come. And so we see this here in the Gemara. That if the one person does tshuva, he brings tshuva to the entire world. So we see that tshuva is not just apologizing to the neighbor that I parked my car in front of your driveway or you mechel me. It's something where we become an ish acher, we're transformed, and Be'ezras Hashem, because all Yidden are bonded together, our transformation can affect everyone else, and ultimately Be'ezras Hashem will be the Geula. Hashem will forgive the entire Jewish people and bring about the Geula Shlema with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash and Mashiach Tzidkenu. A Gemach Sima Tovah to everyone.
Wonderful, yeah. Good. Well,